Hey ladies, it's Natasha here from lionessmagazine.com. If you're hearing my voice, it means it's a coaching day. And so it's my pleasure to join you today to talk a little bit about life hacks. One of the life hacks that I wanted to talk about was using your story to drive your success. So when my father was 49 years old, I was, 15? And he dropped dead on Easter Sunday. Like many other Americans, we had celebrated the day. We had a fabulous dinner. I think we even started off that morning by going to church. And my father was a diabetic. And we all ate dinner, had some dessert. He went to go to, I think, just like take a nap or something. He might have had to work that night. I don't remember. But just basically woke up in a panic in the early evening and was in the midst of a diabetic attack. And, you know, was really confused about, you know, what was happening. And he wasn't really with us. And my mother, who was a nurse by trade, you know, tried to get some juice in him. And, it was a shocking thing that happened. It kind of took a turn for the worse. And, he basically sat down, he was talking one moment and literally the next he wasn't. And it was a shock. It was something that was unexpected. And, something that obviously it really affected our family. It was a shock to everybody, because, you know, he was a big part of our lives, obviously. And suddenly, he was no longer here for me and my siblings and of course my mother. And so I share that story to say, you know, when we're going to be talking about our life stories and things that we've learned in our lives, as you can imagine, that was a big change for my entire family and for myself. What it taught me a few things. The top two things that I learned that have kind of affected the way that I live my life, both personally and professionally, was one of just, man, you could die any minute. I know that might sound really drab, but I actually use it as a sunny idea. You can literally drop dead at any moment. That is what that taught me. And so because of that, to enjoy myself in each moment. You know, Dawn and I, we chuckled in the beginning, but as she's got to know me, I don't care if Dawn is going to the bathroom. I might say, hey, enjoy yourself in there. You know, she has a meeting. Enjoy yourself. She's going to coach a client. Enjoy yourself. You know, my son has a basketball game. Enjoy yourself. Because you don't know if that's the last thing you're going to be doing. And so I always lived my life that way after that. The other thing that it did is because, it could be your last moment and life is short, it put a fire under me in terms of if there was anything that I wanted to do, that I wanted to conquer. Now there are obviously we all have insecurities and things that we still need to work on, but if it was something that I knew was very, very important to me, it would put a fire under me to get it done, because I'm like, who knows if this is my last month, my last week, my last year. So not only would I enjoy myself as often as I can, obviously in life we have things that bring us down, but that enjoyment is always my ultimate goal each day. But to do whatever I'm going to do with fervor. And so I say that to say, what are your unique life lessons? Because I'm sharing mine, obviously. We all have things in our lives, you know, growing up in childhood and in adulthood that taught us something, right? That was unique to us. It was a situation, something that happened with our family, maybe something at school or work that shaped you in some way, either shaped you positively or negatively. But ultimately, I believe it could shape you for the better. And so how have you been using that in your life? Because we also know that some of those experiences and memories and outcomes can have negative effects on our life. Obviously, we can imagine and we know that some of those lessons still trigger fear till this day. And fear is a funny thing because I feel like it's always brought up as a bad thing. Fear is not a bad thing. If you let fear cripple you, obviously, then yes, it is. But we know that fear is a natural instinct that we have because one, fear is a signal of potential danger. If we are going out into uncharted territory, yes, your initial response is going to be fear. I also use fear to gauge, you know, moving myself forward or whatever, because think about it. I only get the feeling of fear around things that are important and usually things that need to be done. The mundane things, you know, answering email, talking to somebody about a movie or doing those daily tasks at work that we know we can do with no problem. You never, ever have a fear response to that, right? You never worry about those things. You can do it with your eyes closed. But if there's bills or debt that needs to be taken care of, if there's a difficult conversation that you need to have, you are potentially going to have one of the biggest speaking engagements of your life, or there's someone that you need to talk to who might really be able to help you move the needle on your business. Whatever it is that is important, you usually have a feeling of fear. Don and I, it was funny because we were talking about this in December. Sometimes when we think about that when we're making decisions for the business, and we had made a crucial decision back in December, and she was like, you know what, I feel fine about it. I don't have any, no emotions coming up. So we knew that it was obviously, you know, the right thing to do. But if there's another decision that we have to make that it's like, oh, you know what, we might talk about something on our agenda and then come back to it the next day. And one of us will say, hey, you know what, later I was thinking about that. And then started to get a little anxious about it. And that is a sign that, no, we need to go that way. It's something that we need to face head on and not run away from, because clearly we're having that fear response because it's a big, important step that needs to be taken. And so whatever may have happened in your past, right, whatever your unique story is that you may still have some fear around, it's a sign that you need to deal with that. Let's just say, hey, you know, somebody bullied you every time that you got up to speak in front of the class. Okay, this is a really loose example. And now at work, when they call on you to stand up and do your presentation, man, all of those emotions still come back. That is a sign that, hey, I got to learn how I'm going to rock this, because that might be the next thing that you need to do at your job to either get yourself promoted, or obviously most of us are running companies, to really land that venture capital deal or that next big sale. And so it's important. It's so funny, but I always think about on the weekends, you know, when I do my personal development, and meditation and prayer and that kind of thing, what are some things that give me butterflies, you know, that I need to either do the next quarter, or in my personal life, conversations around boundaries that need to happen that are uncomfortable. When I get that feeling of fear, I know, hey, that's something that you need to do immediately. And so we can use those emotions and things that were around some of our life events to guide, you know, some of the success in our lives. So let's talk a little bit more about that, right? I told you, obviously, there were more things that I learned as I began to deal with my father's death and transition from a teenager to adulthood, because as we know, significant moments in our life, especially significant moments of loss, the pain never really goes away. I always find that it changes, though. It might be more dull. And so as I began to transition into adulthood, and I went to college, and now I was getting into the workplace, I was really beginning to see how my father's death was playing out in other areas and how it was, you know, informing the way that I was living my life. And so here are just a few other things that I learned from his death, okay? I learned that even when things are bad, maybe at their absolute freaking worst, it will become better. It doesn't feel like it in the moment. I can't see it, but I know now that it will become better. I learned our decisions have consequences, both good and bad. But everything that you do, it could be a mundane thing, has consequences, and you can't outrun them. So I say that to say, now my father was a person who he obviously tried to do his best to maintain his diet. He was a person who took insulin, but he still stepped off his diet, you know? And even, like I said, it was that Easter Sunday. He had some dessert that day. Obviously, those things affected his insulin. And all decisions have consequences. And so, does it mean that if he had kept a better care for his diet and everything, that he might have lived past the age of 49? Yeah, he might have. Now, I'm not, I can't tell the future. I don't know for sure, but he might very well have. And so from the way that we decide that we want to eat, to the way that we speak to each other, to the way that we interact with potential clients or friends, those things all have consequences, both good and bad. And so I learned to think about that from the way that I interact with people to if I'm able to show empathy or sympathy and those type of things. I learned from that situation that I work at my best under pressure. I've had other larger life moments after my father's death, obviously, as I grew into a woman. But that was the first situation where I knew I worked best under pressure. And I learned that because when I'm a person, now everybody reacts different to pressure. When I am under pressure, all the ifs, ands, or what ifs goes away. And I only see what do I need to do. And I'm going to go do those things. I don't have time. Now, normally, again, I'm a person who I might, if nerves are involved, this part of the journey is really scary. What if you tell me, hey, Natasha, this needs to be done today? All of those what ifs disappear. I also learned that I am responsible for the direction of my life. Again, we're talking about life is short or consequences and these type of things. I am responsible for the direction of my life. When I started a business, I was responsible for the direction of that business. And yes, as you know, when you're running a business and you're growing, there's a lot of pressure. But ultimately, you are responsible for where you're heading. Now, there are other things right around you that you can't control. Things like tax rates and how that might affect your business. Things like your employees, attendance, that kind of thing. But you can affect how you respond to those things and deal with those things. And so I have always been conscious of what my responsibility is around those things. So let's talk a little bit about, okay, I told you a little bit about what I learned about myself through that particular part of my story. Now let's talk about how I use what I learned to drive my career and my role at Lioness. Now, I said that I learned that, when things are bad, they'll become better, that life is short. So because of those things, I don't wait for opportunities to come to me. I create them. When I was talking to you a little bit more about that fire that I got in my gut after my father passed, that was one of the ways that began to show up in my life. I never waited to see how something was going to turn out because for me, that takes my part of the responsibility of my life away from me. It was, I create those opportunities. So for example, as a young woman, internships. I was in college. They participated in, local internships with newspapers and radio, that kind of thing. I was like, forget that. I need an internship in a major city. And I took it upon myself to go hunting and hunting and hunting for a major internship, and I ended up landing one at Rhino Records out in LA. And so, again, it was about that fire and me creating my own opportunities. Some jobs that I had. Now, there was a time after 2009 that I needed to take a break from news and I wanted to do something else. I knew that I didn't want it to be in news. I was open. And so while at that time, Springfield School Volunteers was a nonprofit in the city, and I was familiar with them because I was mentoring through them. They didn't have a job open, but it didn't stop me from shooting the woman at that time who was in charge of mentoring, Judy Donahue, an email to say, hey, if you guys ever have anything open, I'm really interested. She just kind of emailed back and said, okay. But about 6 to 7 months later, she emailed me and said, hey, we do actually have something open. Come down here and apply. And so, again, that was an opportunity I created for myself. She would have never sent me that email to tell me that they had something open if I hadn't sent a preemptive email just to say, hey, if you guys ever do, remember me, think of me. Another thing that I use to drive my career, my role at Lioness, is now I am a person that I weigh my decisions. If it's something important and somebody tells me a bunch of information, I'll listen, I'm taking it in. I won't know how I really feel about it though until maybe a few hours later, or usually for me, it's the next day. I need to think about it for a day. But I, because I know that all of my decisions have consequences, I weigh them, but I don't sit on them for long. Now think about decisions that you have to make that are uncomfortable, that are scary. Sometimes you can sit on them, oh man, sometimes for months. Some people I've known and I've met people, and this is not a judgment, who have sat on things that they've really wanted to do for years just because of fear of the unknown, because that's where fear comes from. And I think that comes from the want and the need to try to control a situation. I need to know that I have these things in order before I can do X, and life doesn't always work like that. And so they've sat on things that they've really wanted to do because they're still weighing and thinking about consequences and outcomes and the steps that they need to take instead of taking action, because it's all about action. And you know, Coach Don always says intention. So I don't sit on things for long. When I first went through this startup mentoring program back in 2013. That program, I started it about September of 2013. By that December, I made the decision that I was going to leave my day job to go after it full time. I weighed my options of what I needed to do, and I said, hey, I'm going to take the leap. Because what? I was going to sit on the idea for Lioness forever? No. I said, hey, these are the things that I need to do. We, a few months later, launched lionessmagazine.com in April 2014. And by the end of July 2014, I was publisher at Lioness full time. You can't wait. Because if for any reason your startup, your idea, whatever doesn't work out, you need to get that in motion so you can know, so you can pivot or go on to the next chapter in your life or whatever it is. But you can't take action unless you make the decision to and then do it. And so, again, from losing my father at that young age, I learned that life was short. And so, boom, I think about it, I make my decision, I'm out. The other thing, too, that I learned earlier when I was talking a little bit about responsibility, being responsible means that you make informed decisions for your life. You don't do things because it sounds cool or someone you know recommended it. Think about that. You know tons of people who have flip-flopped back and forth between ideas or things that they want to do. And it's like today they decide, you know what? Okay, pretend I have a store. Tomorrow I'm going to only sell white candles because that's always been my dream. Every type of candle you can think of, pillar, tea lights, whatever. My store is going to be all white. It's going to be so beautiful. But then, now that they've made that decision, their friend says, oh my gosh, well, I really went to this other candle boutique in Boston, and it was amazing. And what made it amazing was they sold white and purple candles. And I mean, they were selling out through the roof. You would make so much money if you had that color. And then they're like, oh my God, really? What's the name of the store? They look it up. They think this is amazing. And all of a sudden they went from wanting to sell all white candles to now they're selling white and purple. You follow any successful CEO, they didn't build that company that way. You have to test something to make sure that it works. And not only that, all of your decisions need to be informed decisions. So for example, that friend, that mentor, I put that in quotes because everybody's walking around thinking that they're a mentor these days, who gave you that advice. How did they give you that advice? What makes them qualified to give you that advice? Now, they might be running a kick-ass automotive business, but are they in the candle industry? Do they own a boutique? If they own a boutique, is it successful? You have to learn how to weigh the advice that you receive from people. And that was funny because in 2016, that was something that Don and I did a lot. What makes you qualified to give us advice? Now, if you're giving me sales advice and you've built companies and you have killer sales systems, yeah, I'm paying attention. I have my notebook out. I'm taking notes. If you are giving us editorial advice, this is what you should do. You've never worked in media one day. You've never written an article. You barely read news yourself. You're not qualified to give us that advice. And also, let's say that that person is qualified to give you that advice, right? Let's say some editor from Washington Post went to my website and said, Natasha, you need to do X, Y, or Z. Now, I'm going to take those notes, but I'm also going to take those notes and then go look at our analytics and weigh it against. Now, if they said, hey, Natasha, you should kill writing these type of news articles at Lioness, but then when I check the analytics and those are some of the top articles that are searched for and have high page views, I would have to say, well, then I respectfully beg to differ because our data shows X, Y, or Z. So if you want to have new products, if you want to stop selling products, if you want to try a new route in your business, you need to not only obviously speak to people who are experts within that field so that you're getting qualified advice, but then you need to weigh them against the data that you do have before you add or take away. Because it's your responsibility as the person who's running your company to make responsible, qualified, informed decisions. That doesn't mean that they're all going to work out, but it means that you used the best of the knowledge that you had at your fingertips when you were making that decision. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit before I let you go, when we're talking about, you know, life hacks and using your story to drive your success, is that just think a little bit about all of the people that you admire in business. Right? Because we all read a lot of articles. If you come into lionessmagazine.com, we're showing you a lot of women who are freaking rocking it, okay? We're asking them questions about where they found their funding, you know, how they made their decisions, what they tried, what they tested, so that you as readers are able to get, you know, the best knowledge from women who are running these multi-million dollar companies to, again, help you make informed decisions about what you need to do at your company and with your career and that kind of thing. But if you ever noticed, the people that you love, they have dope stories. They talk about their failures, what makes them unique. You might love somebody because you're like, you know what, this happened to her and her life, and this is how she came up against that challenge and rocked it for herself. You give other people that leeway and you love their authenticity. And so do that for yourself, because every day you're writing your own story. And so all of the things that have happened to you in your life, whether it was from outside sources or choices that you made, led you right now to this moment in your life to, hey, to freaking listening to this call with me chatting to you at this very moment. All of your decisions led you right here to you right now. And so being yourself is tough. It's tougher than trying to be somebody else. So take, you know, what you have learned in your life, because we're all dope. We're all survivors. We all have a story, and use it and what you've learned to lead not only the life that you want, but to lead your business in the direction that you want it to go into. That's the best life hack. You are your own life hack. You want shortcuts? You've been in tough situations before. How the heck did you get out of them? When you made poor decisions in the past and it came back to bite you in the ass, what the heck did you learn? Don't make that mistake again. Mistakes are going to happen, but I always say, hey, they should be freaking new mistakes. Not the same old stuff. So what did you learn? How can you use what you've experienced in life, what you've seen from your parents, your friends, the stories that you tell when you and your girlfriends are having cocktails on a Friday night? How can you use that to move yourself forward? The joy, the pain, the fear, whatever it is, to grow your business. I am a firm believer that you really have everything you need inside of you to do whatever the hell you want to do in life. What happens is we get in situations and we meet people along the way, whether it's your coach, whoever it is, that cracks that stuff open inside of you. You know, some guru comes along and teaches you how to rock social media, but then you're like, hey, this is my style, this is the voice of my brand. And then you put your flavor on it. Put your flavor on all of the things and choices that you need to make in your life. It's your story. You have the tools. You have the life lessons. People always talk about storytelling to sell brands and stuff like that. And I love that kind of stuff. It's important and it's true. But again, it's about the storytelling. So use your own story and your life lessons to make the best decisions, because those are the things that are going to drive your success. We pick up the bios of CEOs that we love, and they tell their stories. They say, hey, this is what happened to me here. I made this decision. I did this. You need to do that for yourself. Don't let fear stop you. Don't get stuck in the mud and at the same point over and over again. Use what you've learned to push yourself forward and rock it. So I hope this session has been useful to you. My greatest aspiration is that you will listen to it. And maybe, you know, you'll spend 5 minutes after the call just jotting down some really big moments in your life, good and bad, and what you learned from it and how you can use that to move your decisions and yourself and your success and your business forward over the next year. I will say that when we think of things that happen to us in our lives and our events, man, it's the bad shit that gives us the most gut emotional response. Isn't that funny? I know for me, I can recall some happy moments, man, and I can almost feel those happiness. And it's like, oh, you have that Zen moment. Oh, I love that time that such and such happened. But man, when you recall something that really hurt you, shocked you, that was like a gut punch, you feel that thing sometimes when you just begin to remember it as if it just happened. And to me, that is the stuff that gives you the fuel to go ahead, because it becomes like a fire in your gut, you know? And so how can you use whatever that moment is for you, from what you learned for that moment, to move yourself forward? You could have been a single mother. You could have been raised by a single mother. It could have been something that was tough that you used to get to the next level. It could have been a loss in your life. It could have been oh, damn, I remember that time I got my ass kicked on the playground. And after that, man, I always did X, Y, or Z to come out. Just something that you will say, hey, this happened to me. I survived it. This is what I learned. And I can take and basically replicate that lesson in this area of my life. So, ladies, as always, it's a pleasure to chat with you and share a little bit about my story and learn more about yours and how we all as women can just work together to get to the next level. I hope this call has been useful to you. Again, you are your own greatest life hack. Tap into who you are to get where you're going. Until the next time, unleash the lioness within and rock your day.